All right, we're going to start talking about the actual B vitamins now. So the first is B1, and that's thiamine. A little bit of information about the B vitamins. They all help convert food to usable energy. So I won't say that about what their functions are for each of them because it's all of them. But thiamine also assists other enzymes that are involved in glucose and amino acid metabolism. It acts as a cofactor, B1 does thiamine, for several different major functions in our bodies. When you have a thiamine deficiency, it can affect your cardiovascular system, it can affect muscular system, the gastrointestinal system, and the central and peripheral nerve systems. People that have thiamine deficiencies may have cataracts. They may have hyperglycemia, which is high blood glucose, neuropathy, rapid heart rate, and edema. The reason you would see cataracts and neuropathies in particular is the hyperglycemia. Very high levels of blood glucose because the thiamine helps to take glucose and break it down. So if you don't have thiamine, you're going to have a slowing of that. So your blood levels are going to be, your blood glucose is going to be elevated. Very high levels of blood glucose lead to glycosylation. This excess sugar has to go somewhere, and it will easily it kind of can get stuck in certain areas. It really can affect the eye, and that's why you will see the clouding and develop cataracts, as well as the neuropathies, those very small blood vessels at the end of like your fingers and your toes and your feet can kind of get clogged up with the sugar, this glycosylation, and then the nerves are damaged because they're not getting the blood flow that they need. Think about it like when your foot goes to sleep because the blood flow was cut off. That's what happens in neuropathies. Thiamine deficiency, it's difficult to control that blood glucose. Therefore, you can develop cataracts and neuropathy. Individuals that are at risk for vitamin B1 or thiamine deficiency are chronic alcohol consumers. Doesn't mean that you have to necessarily drink tons of alcohol, but it's chronic, like you drink alcohol most days. Diabetics, also patients with congestive heart failure that are on a diuretic, or patients that are on hemodialysis. There are events that can also aggravate thiamine deficiency, such as strenuous physical activity or fever, pregnancy, breastfeeding, the rapid growth during adolescence. All of these can predispose someone to a thiamine deficiency. So how much thiamine do we even need each day? Recommended daily allowance, RDA, for thiamine in men is 1.2 milligrams. Women, it's 1.1. In pregnant women, it's 1.4. And in breastfeeding women, it's 1.4. Doesn't sound like a lot, but where do we get it from? An example of a good source is like cooked lentils. A half a cup of cooked lentils has like 0.17 milligrams, or one cup of brown rice has 0.19 grams. 3 ounces of lean pork have 0.81. So I'm going to kind of use this as an example of why meat is so important in the human diet. You can see here with 3 ounces of lean pork, I get almost half of my daily, actually get a little more than half of my daily requirement. So I could say probably 5 ounces of lean pork would give me a full day's worth of thiamine. And I could, if I have 1 pound of pork, I could feed at least 3 adults and a child what they need for the day of thiamine. However, if I was using rice, I would need to provide 6 cups of brown rice per person in order to meet the requirements of thiamine for the day.
That sounds delicious.
And with the lentils, I'd need like 3.5 cups per person. Wheat germ is also a source of thiamine. I don't know if any of you remember, like I would buy wheat germ in these glass jars because I was going to, you know, eat healthy. Ugh, so gross. I don't like it. Yeah, never got eaten. It just ended up getting thrown away. I referred to the Linus Pauling Institute for suggestions for supplementation. It's a great site if you're interested in that. And their suggestion for supplementing with thiamine was all adults should receive 1.2 milligrams per day in supplemental form. There's no reported upper limit.
So you may see your vitamins have it says that it has like 5,000%. I am taking right now until I'm going to finish these up, and then I'm going to switch to the Pure Complete B Complex and Bioactive. It contains enzymatically active B vitamins, which is what I want because, you know, I need mine to already be methylated. But I can see here that the thiamine, it has 100 milligrams, and that is 8,333% more than what the RDA is. We do know that the RDA is just, it's the amount that they say we need is kind of, not all of it has really been tested. It's like where we don't see illness, okay? But the thiamine has quite a bit. Like all of these, the lowest one is the folate. It provides 170%, but it is the, like I said, it's the L5 methyl tetrahydrofolate that's in this one. But that's if you take two. I only take one because I just don't feel like I need a, you know, 8,333% of my thiamine each day. So Maybe I do.
There is a severe form of thiamine deficiency that leads to something called beriberi. You can have dry beriberi or wet beriberi. I'm not going to go that deep into it. I can just tell you that the early course of dry beriberi is what we call burning feet syndrome. And this is the first signs of that peripheral neuropathy. So you may notice some signs of a thiamine deficiency. Also, it can cause like diminished sensation and weakness in the legs and arms. It can lead to muscle pain and tenderness and difficulty rising from like a squatting position. Thiamine deficiency can be absolutely detrimental to alcoholics. If you know someone who is a heavy drinker, and you start to notice that they are walking funny, they're having more difficulty with their cognitive issues, you notice that they're making up a lot of stories, you may want to encourage them to have their thiamine levels checked because there can be irreversible damage done.
People think they're drunk, that they don't begin to realize that it's this thiamine deficiency. Because, you know, when someone's drunk, they can wobble, they can have cognitive impairment. And if it goes undiagnosed, this Wernicke's encephalopathy, it can lead to more clinical manifestations known as Korsakoff's psychosis, which involves like a confused apathetic state, a profound memory disorder, severe amnesia, and loss of recent working memory. They have something called confabulations, and it's like they just make up BS. Okay? Like you ask them a question and they just make up stuff, and it's not they're not like going, I'm going to lie. they literally can't remember. So they're trying to fill in the gaps. But some of us would think, oh, they're drinking. But it's truly because the vitamin deficiency has caused profound damage to their brain. All right. So that sums up vitamin B1 thiamine. Our next vitamin B is B2, which is riboflavin.
Thank you for joining us on this biohacking journey. Stay tuned for more empowering episodes of MDiva, Biohacking Your Feminine Potential. Until next time, take control of your health and thrive. The content provided in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. The information shared is not meant to replace professional medical guidance, diagnosis, or treatment. Listeners are encouraged to consult their personal health care professionals for advice and treatment plans tailored to their specific needs. The host does not assume any liability for the information provided in this podcast. Any actions taken based on the information presented are at the listener's own risk. Always seek the advice of a qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have.